Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned that God's wisdom is an incalculable treasure which God gives to those who trustfully ask Him. Today, we hear the wise father further explain to his young son the benefits of wisdom. Proverbs 3, verses 16 to 18, reading from the ESV. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. In ancient Near Eastern and biblical symbolism, whatever is positioned on the right takes precedence over whatever is positioned on the left. The Egyptian goddess of wisdom is shown holding the scepter, the symbol of power, in her right hand, and the Ankh, the symbol of life, in her left. But the book of Proverbs describes God's wisdom as holding life in her right hand, wealth and honor in her left. How is wisdom able to bestow these? Choices and consequences shape beliefs and actions that habituate into lifestyles. And lifestyles determine destinies. The entire process is described by the metaphor of the way. Wisdom's ways may seem challenging, like a demanding training regimen. But wisdom is kind. Her ways bring life and flourishing to those who follow them. Her followers will develop gravitas, the authority with which those who prove themselves trustworthy are honored. They influence others to also follow wisdom's ways. Wealth, honor, and influence are not the goal of life, but they flow to those who prioritize and live by God's wisdom. The plural, wisdom's ways and paths, refers to the multiplicity of sayings in the book of Proverbs. Their character-shaping power is part of what makes wisdom a sure guide through varied and complex situations. Length of life without flourishing would be a burden, but wisdom gives life filled with shalom. Those who follow her learn how to navigate plenty and poverty, ease and adversity, gain and loss. Wealth and honor flow to them, but do not corrupt them. Challenges and struggles are encountered, but do not derail them. Wounds and injuries are inevitable, but healing flows to those who trust God's wisdom. Genesis 3 tells of the losing of the tree of life. Revelation 2 tells of its regaining. In between, life and healing flow through God's wisdom expressed in the book of Proverbs and supremely in Christ. The virtue of God's wisdom is embedded in creation itself. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 19 to 20. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the blessings that attend those who persevere in your ways. Keep us from forgetting you when you take us through prosperity. Keep us from resenting you when you take us through adversity. Throughout, keep us in your perfect peace because we trust you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.